Running back Darren Sproles was named the NFC's Special Teams Player of the Week on Wednesday after recording a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown in the Monday night win over Carolina. It's his second Special Teams Player of the Week award this season and third overall. Only one other player in the league has won three Player of the Week awards like Sproles, and that's Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who had six touchdown passes last Sunday night in their win over the Bears. The Eagles know they have quite a challenge trying to contain Rodgers this Sunday.
Arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think really what makes him or separates him from really any other brand of quarterback is the fact that he has some mobility to get out of the pocket and move and throw on a run. But when you keep him in the pocket, he's just as accurate with the ball.
Aaron Rodgers is playing as well as you've ever seen him play. His receivers are catching everything. They've got a great plan. They've got a big running back that'll run downhill. So they've got a balanced attack. They've got a very accurate thrower, good decision maker, can get out of trouble, makes good decisions, hasn't thrown very many interceptions.
Rodgers, however, is well aware of the 9 sacks and 5 total turnovers generated by the Eagles' defense in their win Monday over Carolina.
Well, Connor had a great game last week. You know, he did a good things off the edge. And, you know, he's an active guy who keeps coming at you, but that's the whole front. Those guys are high motor, you know, playing against Trent a few times over the years. And you got to be definitely aware of how long you're holding it and when to get out and when to throw it away.
He may not have thrown for 6 touchdowns, but Mark Sanchez, in his first start as an Eagle, threw for 332 yards and 2 touchdowns. More importantly, he did not turn over the ball once. In his first road start, Sanchez wants the offense to be more efficient as he looks to build upon that good first start against Carolina.
The way we preach, just Coach Kelly preaches, just a one-week season. And, you know, you got to get up for each week, and there's no looking ahead too far. And not just that week, but each day, each session, each play. You know, if you attack it that way, I'm thankful I was just preparing the right way and didn't want to get caught off guard, and I didn't. So, that made it a smooth transition, and, it's a good system and a good culture, so that obviously helps everyone.
Well, you saw that he's a very veteran quarterback. You know, he's played in a lot of games. I thought his demeanor was terrific. I thought he handled the pace well. He did the things that we want in our offense. For the most part, he made really good decisions. You could tell he threw the ball accurately.
Everyone practiced for the Eagles on Wednesday except for quarterback Nick Foles, who is still out with a collarbone injury. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Eagles 360 Update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Beau.